ourselves as we go for a big naked man shower. And shower what? No, sorry. I don't know what you mean. This is so complex. Could it possibly mean that I'm repressed in some way? No, surely not men's buns. I'm sorry. Buttocks? No, I'm sorry. Men's muscles. Dirty men's muscles.
And relax, Adam, relax. The number is 0871-222-1049 to win tickets for Darren Brown. If you can tell what actor Adam was being regressed into and what the films were, he will stay in this regress state until someone works out who he is. Help us, call. Help us, help him, please.
Come over.
Just find a feeling, pass it on.
That's the Choral with Pass It On. This is Adam and Joe on XFM. Adam is in a state of celebrity regression. He's been regressed into the mind and films of a famous film star. We have Steph on the line. Steph, is it Steph or Stefan, we should be saying?
Stefan, yeah.
Stefan. Good afternoon. Thank you for calling, Stefan. Do you know what star Adam has been regressed into? If you'd like to, well, when I say go, if you say the name, if you're right, Adam will come out of his regression. If you're wrong, he may stay in the mind of that actor forever. God forbid. Okay, ready, Steph, say the name now.
Dennis Quaid.
Stefan, absolutely correct. That's extraordinary. How did you figure that one out?
It was the alien thing and the Great Balls of Fire movie.
That's correct.
He popped there way long time ago, wasn't it?
Well, he's making a comeback in The Day After Tomorrow.
All right, I'm not going to see that.
Oh, come on, Stefan.
What's the last film you saw, Stefan?
The last film I saw?
Yeah.
It's got to be Return of the King on DVD.
And how was that? Did you enjoy that, or did you find that a disappointing wind-up to the whole trilogy?
Well, you know, the Raising of the Shire was left out. I'm not sure if it's in the bits with all the extras. The DVD with all the extra scenes cut out, but gotta say, it's a bit disappointing without the Raising of the Shire.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that, Stefan. We're going to try and sort that out for you and get the Shire raised in future. But listen, thanks a lot for phoning
in. Hey, Stefan, you've won tickets to Magic Man Darren Brown. Does that sound like the kind of thing you'll enjoy?
Woo! Great, thanks.
Yeah, cool. What a great response.
Thanks, Stefan, man.
Thank you so much.
That's absolutely correctly guessed.
Well, the three films, I got those.
Yep.
That was Enemy Mine, wasn't it?
Enemy Mine,
exactly. With Louis Gossett Jr.
Wolfgang Peterson film.
Alien Tolerance preaching movie.
It's not bad, actually.
It's a bit of a classic. Great Balls of Fire.
Great Balls of Fire!
I've never seen that one.
Neither have I. No, I've seen bits of it.
Where are you getting all this slappy pappy nonsense from?
I just made it up. But he gives one of the most ridiculous performances in cinema history in that film. So it's worth checking out.
How do you know if you haven't seen it?
I've seen bits of it.
Who plays his teenage bride?
Is it Winona Ryder? Mm. Yeah.
And the last one was Far From Heaven, directed by Todd Haynes.
About a repressed homosexual man in the 50s.
Yes.
You're listening to Adam and Joe. We are here for the next 1 hour on XFM. And we'll be back right after this. XFM.
God gave you style, gave you grace, and put a smile upon your face.
Put a smile upon your face.
That's
What is that, Adam?
That's the Coldplay.
Is it?
Yeah. They're so hot right now.
Oh my god.
They're gonna be huge. I think they're gonna be enormous. And before that you heard the Strokes. They're so hot right now.
Oh my god.
The Strokes. Have you seen them? They come from New York City and they have funny hair.
New York City is cool.
Funky
Everyone
hair.
In New York City is cool. They wear bad naughty clothes.
What's that voice?
I don't know. So, I don't know what you feel about this, listener, but I feel that cinemas are becoming ungrateful towards our custom.
Mm.
And the reason I'm saying that is last weekend, I think I spoke about it before, but I went to see Harry Potter, and only in Leicester Square they had speakers outside the cinema to marshal the, large crowds.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough, they were large crowds. But the speakers were going, if you bought your ticket, please move towards the auditorium, move towards your seats. If you've seen the film, please exit the cinema, move out of the vicinity of the cinema. No please, no thank you, just like cattle.
Cine cattle.
Then, when you go into a cinema now, and I think this is just View cinemas, they used to be called Warner, they're now Views, there are all these warnings before the film. You didn't used to get them before films, did you? You just got them on videos. Copyright warnings. Now copyright warnings are before the feature.
all about if you bring any sort of camera, mobile phone, or video camera into this film and film it, you will be prosecuted and put in prison and really, you know...
Yeah.
Not that awful, I suppose, but kind of tedious, pedantic, pedagogic, even, warnings.
Don't know,
when I saw Harry Potter, there was one that came up that said, warning, staff of the cinema have been supplied with infrared goggles. And they will be coming into the screening and checking you all during the screening that you're not filming this amazingly wicked film that's like visual gold.
Maybe they were just trying to...
And then they did. This geezer came in the middle of quite an exciting moment with his stupid glasses on,
magic.
His arms folded, stood right in the middle of the audience and started looking us all up and down to check we weren't doing anything naughty.
Magic goggles. It's Dumbledore's magic goggles.
Well, he could have if he'd worn a wizard's hat. And had some glitter on the glasses, then that would have made it different. But you know what? I thought, sod you, cinema. I'm paying you money to come and see your film, and you're treating me like some kind of irresponsible criminal.
They're trying to battle against the
I know what they're doing,
piracy.
But I'm issuing a warning, Adam.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm saying, watch out, cinema.
Oh.
Because we, the audience, will boycott you if you don't treat us with a little bit of respect.
Respect. Where's the best kind of cinema to go these days? You know what? I haven't been
these
to
days.
Cinema for years.
Little kiddies,
or
isn't it?
Years. What are you saying about little kiddies?
I'm saying it's because you've got a little kiddie.
Yeah, that's true. But it's also because I must say it's just a bit of a pain in the bottom.
Well, I go regularly.
Yeah.
And I think the best cinemas in London... it's a good question, isn't it? The best cinema in London. I'll come back to you on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I want to answer that correctly.
Well, what about the Electric in Notting Hill with amazing seats?
I haven't been
seats.
There.
Have you not?
That's the place where you get served food and stuff.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you hear about and people say, oh, you've got to go to the Electric, it's wicked, it's got massive great seats, you can eat and drink while you watch the film. And then you think, well, I think I might avoid it. But I ended up there one day and it was really good. It wasn't that full. It was, we went to see Minority Report there a while back, and it was a nice place to see that quite boring film. Mm. And I was so comfortable, I got myself a big bottle of wine and some chips or something, and just sat there.
Did they come in with infrared glasses and check that you weren't sculpting the film out of chips?
No, they didn't.
Didn't they? They weren't checking, you weren't arranging a frame and making it out of peas, then selling it on the black market. I've got Minority Report out of peas!
What about...
$5.99.
Do you think they would be upset if you remembered the film and then did an amateur stage production of it?
Probably. What if you came in with... I'm going to go in with a big easel and a sketch pad and just be sketching frames from the scene and see if they bust me.
That's a good idea. And then you could auction your work on the net.
I could create a flick book of the film. You could take your mobile phone and just take little... We were talking about this, weren't we? Just take little frame grabs of the film, then sell pirate flick books.
It's so much effort, though. I mean, in theory, you could go there with two digital cameras, and you could run little movies of them, like, alternately, as soon as the 1:30-second chunk ran out, the other one would start up. Then you could edit them together on your computer.
Yeah.
You'd be a freak, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but it would almost be worth it to get back at those idiots with their stupid infrared glasses.
Yeah. We'll be right back after this from Modest Mouse. This is Adam and Joe on XFM.
What do you know about them, Adam? Modest Mouse.
You know what? I heard about Modest Mouse a long time ago when I was in LA and I went to some party and there were loads of college kids there and we'd just been to see Radiohead, so everyone was buzzing about Radiohead and these kids were saying, hey man, if you like Radiohead, you better check out Modest Mouse. It's incredible. It's the most amazing indie album that I've heard all year and it's gonna rock your entire world. So I bought the Modest Mouse album and it failed to rock my entire world. It bored me to sleep. But this is their fifth album now. They're from Washington in the American States and this album is called Issaquah.
No, the place is called Issaquah. The album's called Good News for People Who Love Bad News.
Single is taken from Issaquah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, trust me, man, I've read it.
The Issaquah Washington
I quite
State
liked it. Modest Mouse. Yeah. I like them, might investigate them further. So, sorry, before you start further to my anger about people in cinemas, had a very good email from somebody here, his name is Corey Doctorow, and I'm not sure this is him that's actually done this, but
Obviously, I'm not the only person to be angered by these copyright warnings before films, and someone has a technique of taking a... When the warning comes up that says you are not permitted to use any camera or recording equipment in this cinema, this will be treated as an attempt to breach copyright, any person doing so can be ejected and such articles may blah 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 blah. This guy takes a flash photo of it, and apparently he gets applause every time.
Oh, please.
The other thing to do would just be to lob popcorn at the guy in the infrared glasses.
That's not... you see, that's the wrong kind of reaction.
Why?
It's not an intellectual reaction.
Well, what's the intellectual reaction?
You're
watching a film, the way to get rid of this guy without disturbing anybody is to lob pop... But lobbing popcorn has for centuries been a cinema audience's method of communicating.
No.
With other people in the audience, with the film if it's bad, and so why not at the ushers if they're staring us down with silly infrared glasses as if we're irresponsible children?
It's the resort of the yob, though, isn't it?
Not popcorn, because it doesn't really hurt.
Still...
Makes a mess. But, you know, small price to pay.
It starts with popcorn, then it'll be toffee popcorn, which is heavier and maybe very hard, and then maybe...
Wine gums,
and then curly whirlies.
Then whole tubs of Coke.
You know, then Cornettos, which are very sharp-ended.
Well, it may come to Cornettos. Any means necessary, Adam. Any means necessary.
Man, that's fighting talk, but I don't wanna advocate popcorn throwing.
What about Skittles?
No, not even Skittles, because they're small
and hard.
They're
like little bullets.
They're like little... rubber bullets.
I wonder what the most dangerous sweet to throw is. Brian reckons Skittles. Yeah. A Skittle on the back of the head apparently is lethal.
Skittle.
Wow.
That would hurt. But I tell you what would not hurt is a flying saucer.
That would fly very well.
Unless it burst in your face and went in your eye.
But if you've got a Skittle lodged in your head, in your brain, it would unleash the rainbow inside your head.
We can't tell people that,
no,
because people will try and push Skittles into their brains, and then we'll get fired. Hey, I'll tell you one thing cinema-related, is what is happening to taglines, yeah?
Yes, now this is something Adam and I have been talking about. We reckon the art of cinema taglines is dying.
Most famous tagline in history, what would you say it is, Joe?
Well, probably, just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water.
Okay, number two. Would be, in space no one can hear you scream.
Yeah.
Alien.
Yeah.
You'll believe a man can fly.
Superman. I tell you, this, another good one from recent years, The Royal Tenenbaums. The film The Royal Tenenbaums had a very good one. Family isn't a word, it's a sentence.
That's a good one,
clever.
But it's not necessarily that memorable.
One of my favourites, Cobra, with Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
Crime is the disease, meet the cure.
That's a good one.
Is the cure.
But you'd never remember that was for Cobra.
Bill and Ted, excellent adventure. History's about to be rewritten by two guys who can't spell.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Wayne's World? What was Wayne's World? Something about they came, they partied, they hurled or something. Or
you'll
laugh, you'll cry,
you'll hurl. Yeah.
That's a good one.
So we were looking through Time Out and we were checking all the film posters for taglines. And only three of them out of every film that's released in London this week has a tagline. I don't have it on me, stupidly. But The Lady Killers has got kind of a boring tagline.
They
like,
kill ladies.
They were the perfect... criminals, now they've met their match or something serious. The only other two taglines on films in London are on a film called Since Otar Left, and this is an art film, and the tagline is, "For a mother, a sister and a niece, nothing is the same." Well, what? Someone rearranged their furniture?
That's really
Have they
pithy.
Fallen asleep on a bus? Almost anything could happen to it. And then the only other one that's got a tagline is the new Harry Potter film. And that is very similar to the tagline for Since Otar Left. The tagline is, "Everything will change." What, are they going on changing rooms?
Well, no, it's a guarantee. They can't get sued that way. They're covered.
But the fact is nothing changes. It's still in flipping Hogwarts. All the silly staircases are still there. Dawn French is in the picture. It's all the same. There's some new screaming hut and a werewolf, but that's about it.
Well, maybe we could ask people to propose better taglines for some of these films, memorable ones.
Some future taglines from the dreadful-looking Alien vs. Predator, which promises to destroy the integrity of the Alien franchise and the Predator franchise in one fell swoop. The new trailer's on the internet covered in thrash metal, which is obviously the thing that was missing from the Alien series and the Predator series. The catchline is, "Whoever wins, we lose." Too right, we lose. We lose the Alien franchise and the Predator franchise.
That's a very cynical tagline. There's got to be some exec rubbing his hands in Hollywood thinking,
that applies to the viewers.
In that voice.
Yeah.
The other really bad one is for the new Ocean's 11 sequel, Ocean's 12.
Yeah.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
The tagline to this one is, 12 is the new 11. That's terrible, isn't it? What does that mean?
Well, it means it's the
sequel. It just means this is the new film.
Yeah.
This is the sequel. Now that lies, I see the light.
Yeah.
What was that?
Yeah. That's the new single from The Hives, the Swedish people with the crazy suits, and it's called Walk, Idiot, Walk. This is Adam and Joe on XFM.
Now, we've had a couple of texts asking when the radio play, when the Adventures of Lench, Poofar and Jenny, our afternoon play, which is called Each Passing Minute, when's that going to be on? Unfortunately, it's not this week.
It's been delayed this week because of our DVD activities. It will be back next week,
yeah,
however.
It's not good radio, is it, to do something alternate weeks? You've got to do it every week to hammer it home. But, you know, listeners, we prize you highly, and we think that, you know, some of you listen regularly, and that those people, you know, will remember the previous weeks. What's it called? I've even forgotten what it's called. Each Passing Minute.
Each Passing Minute.
You know what I'm trying to say, anyway.
Yeah.
Each Passing Minute is for hardcore Adam and Joe XFM show listeners.
Yes, exactly.
And fair weather listeners, you'll never know the amazing quality of the play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brian, why don't you put the play on the XFM website?
Yeah, Brian. Why isn't the play available for download on the website?
Technical reasons.
Like what? Like he doesn't think it's any good.
He just doesn't understand. He's got a limited sense of humour.
We've got Ditties in the Dock coming up very shortly. Joe and I will be battling it out for our free play this week. And I can tell you now that it's going to be a face-off between a couple of dead legends. One very recently dead, and one dead last year. Both very sorely missed. And you'll be able to vote for your favourite one fairly soon. So this week I've been watching Band of Brothers again on DVD. Did you ever see that the first time round, Joe?
I saw a couple of them. I saw the one when they got to Hitler's house. What's it called? The Eagle's Nest or something. Do you know that one?
Yeah.
It was on top of a mountain. It was where Hitler lived.
I'm still thinking of Hitler's house with little cardboard.
Hitler's house. It's like Hector's house, only with a Nazi dog.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah. German kids used to love it.
Because I bought the DVD of Band of Brothers, the big box set, which comes in a big metal tin, in the war.
As if you're in the war. Do you think if we went to war, people would carry the Band of Brothers box set?
Yes.
And in between battles, watch it on their portable DVD players.
And if they carried it, if they strapped it to their fronts, it might save them from being shot.
It should come with a little bullet sunk into it.
Well, you know what? I wouldn't be entirely surprised if it did.
It's a bit tasteless, though, wouldn't it?
But there are some fairly tasteless things about the DVD. Most of all, the series itself, I should say, is an absolute peach.
Yeah.
And really brilliantly done. And wonderfully well acted.
What are the tasteless things, then?
The tasteless things are the behind-the-scenes bits, where you've got Tom Hanks rubbing his hands with glee about how fun it is to be doing this whole project. And there isn't the atmosphere of sort of reverential sobriety that you might hope for with such a project, you know, which was supposed to commemorate the D-Day landings and all that sort of stuff. And the efforts of all those people that died in the Second World War. And yet you've got a very sort of silly, zippy, jazzy kind of EPK thing with people talking about how they'd done all the explosions and how it was really fun getting blown around. And then every now and again you get these sort of 25-year-old American actors sort of saying, well, we had to do a lot of preparation for the film. We spent 10 days in a very intense boot camp to make us look like real soldiers. And I didn't even know if I was going to make it through the first night. I was crying. I mean, I was lying in my bed and I was thinking, I'm not going to be able to make it through this. But after 10 days, we came out. And then there was a bond that existed between us, the actors, that really created for us the feeling of what it would have been like for those men fighting in the same. You just think, no, it didn't. It didn't. There's no way it did. You're insane. And what are you even doing talking about it, you freak? Just act. And shut up about
pretending it's real.
10-day boot camp. It's just awful.
And it really slightly put me off, but it's so
They do that for a lot of films, though, don't they? It's a very common trope in war films.
Yeah.
I think that Colin Farrell thing, directed by Joel Schumacher, what was that called? Tigerland.
Oh, yeah.
Boot camp for that. Platoon, there was a famous boot camp, wasn't there?
That's right.
Someone is laughing and making a lot of money doing these things for pompous actors.
We should run boot camps for actors. That would be great, man. That would be like, well, it's like, what was it called? Brat camp?
Yeah.
Celebrity boot camp. I mean, obviously there is a celebrity
boot
camp.
Day one, we just throw some mud on them. All right, everybody. This is what it's like being splashed by mud. All right? Mr. Hanks, close your eyes, because you might get some in your eyes. All right? Wendy, throw the mud. Oh, stop it! No, come on. You're supposed to be in the army. It's got my shirt. My shirt's dirty.
We're going to do explosions now.
Come on, people in the... Yeah, go on.
It's a big gust of wind from a cone, a big wooden cone.
I don't like wind.
No, come on, it won't hurt that much. Oh, that was... It blew me across. It made my bum
right,
go fine.
Wednesday bangs. There are a lot of bangs. There are a lot of bangs in the war. Right, everyone ready? Bang!
I don't love... I've got blood... The blood on my forehead's got all sticky. I want to wipe it off. I don't like the way it smells.
Well, there is a real show called Celebrity Boot Camp, of course. Maybe that's what it's like.
Mm.
Something to think about anyway. I just think, I just think they shouldn't talk about it, the actors. Now,
we shouldn't talk about
standing
what?
There.
Listen,
I can't say a word.
Sorry, mate.
Yeah.
Because everything's just gone.
What? Who's it?
I've got
what?
Nothing.
Is this a caller?
Nothing. In one single moment, your whole life can turn round. I stand there for a minute, staring straight into the ground.
But you've got to walk away now.
You know what I like about that?
What, Joe, what?
It's like me or someone I know talking to me about stuff that I know. It's
when
like
you
my
bust
life.
Up with
it's
Nancy.
Like, shut up, Adam, it's like my life.
What? I was just saying.
Adam, I'm crying. I never cry. And I'm crying because that, what record that, what you played, is like...
Because of when Nancy slapped you?
Yeah, because of when Nancy slapped me up.
And you had to bust up
and
with her?
I had to bust up with her. And it is, you know... I'm mean, you know, I'm from the streets and I'm hard, but sometimes...
You shut up, man! You,
you shut
like,
up!
You shut up!
Black, 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 black,
you,
black, black, black!
Mel
shut
Black!
You up.
Mel Black!
Mel Black, 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 black,
you
black! I'm Mel Black, you up.
Sound like a girl, man, the way you go on.
There's Adam and Joe on XFM. It's the last 14 minutes of our show, so it's time for Ditties in the Dock. Adam, what is Ditties in the Dock?
Well, Joe, it's a kind of a crazy way of describing a segment in the show where we battle it out for our one and only free play. We're in the process of negotiating with XFM for a bit more flexibility as far as the music we play, although we love it. At the moment, we're only allowed to play one of our own choosing, so we have to battle it out. And this week, I was going to bring in some Ray Charles, because Ray unfortunately died this week, and he's a great loss to the world. And Brian, I'm not going to tell you what Brian's doing, our producer, but it is pathetic, Brian. I can't believe that he produced our show. Anyway...
to tell the listeners why there's no Ray Charles, because he died recently, all his records are being played on the other stations and they've all been taken out of the library,
they've
right?
been taken out of the library. Yeah. But, just in case, for this exact situation, I brought some XTC with me. I never leave the house without my compact XTC. And I want you to vote for a song that you may not know by XTC called Statue of Liberty. It's a kind of new wave, punky smash. And, it'll just make you smile. And that's all I'm going to say about it. Simple as that. Vote for XTC, Statue of Liberty. It goes like this. Oh, the Statue of Liberty. Oh, that's all I'm
If you don't want to hear that, then this week I'd like to play some Elliot Smith. And this is the reason why we were having a great late musician standoff. It was going to be Ray Charles, but it is... we have got Elliot Smith. We can play it. Needle in the Hay I want to play. It was included on the soundtrack to the Royal Tenenbaums. Elliot Smith, of course, apparently stabbed himself in the heart.
That's true, a year ago.
Because he was not a very happy fellow. He was about 34. It's a beautiful song, Needle in the Hay. And that's all I have to say, really. I would encourage you, vote Elliot Smith, Needle in the Hay. So you need to call 0871 222 1049, vote either XTC or Elliot Smith for this week's Ditties in the Dark.
We'll take the best of the first five calls after this one.
That was the Scissor Sisters with Take Your Mama. This is the gut-wrenching climax to the show, Ditties in the Dark. You know, I've got a theory about Ditties in the Dark, Adam.
What's that?
I think whoever announces their song first usually wins.
No.
I think it's a bit of a pattern.
No.
Well, let's see.
Well, I announced it first this week.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Let's keep an eye on this.
Okay.
In case we need to change the structure.
Just to remind you, I was voting for XTC, a classic little-known song of theirs called Statue of Liberty.
And I was proposing Elliot Smith with Needle in the Hay.
Very different kind of songs. Mine's a sort of silly up-tempo foot-tapper, and yours is more of an introspective number,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, very true.
So we'll take five calls, and the best of those five calls will be played. We genuinely don't know who's going to win this. Isn't it exciting? So, who's the first caller?
On the line first is Andrea. Are you there, Andrea?
I'm here.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening.
Can I just suggest, first of all, a tagline for your show is that it's the quickest 2 hours in the week.
Oh.
It just flies by.
Oh, thank you, Andrea.
But I was going to say Elliot Smith.
Oh, lovely, lovely, lovely. I said lovely three times, like a sort of insane Welshman.
Thanks very much, Andrea, for the tagline and for your vote. We very much appreciate both.
Tim, are you there?
Hey.
Hi, Tim, how are you?
How you doing, Tim? Yeah, we're good, yeah.
Who are you voting for, XTC or Elliot Smith?
XTC, bye.
Hey.
Okay, so it's 1-0.
So it's 1-0. It's like the football.
1-1. Not 1-0.
1-1. Okay, next on the line is Adam. Hello, Adam.
Hello, boys.
How you doing, Adam? You sound like a no-nonsense kind of person to me. Are you voting for Elliot Smith or XTC?
XTC, without a doubt.
Okay.
Without a doubt.
Two for XTC. And one for Elliot Smith. Who have we got next, Joe?
Matthew.
Hey, Matthew, how you doing?
Now, if Matthew votes for XTC, we're not going to take the fifth call because it's XTC's game.
That's right.
So, what have you got for us, Matthew?
I'm afraid it's going to have to be XTC.
Oh, it's XTC. Thanks a lot for your call. Thank you very much indeed for listening, ladies and gentlemen. I must say, you know, I sympathise, Joe. That's a tough break, man, because it's a great song, Elliot Smith, Needle in the Hay.
Them's the breaks, you know, them's the breaks. I really don't mind, to be honest.
Yeah, well, it's all music, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll listen to it in the car on the way home and shut you all!
Okay, thanks a lot for listening.
We'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week. Here's XTC with Statue of Liberty.
Bye!
No, that's the wrong song.
Hey, I got a little bit of Smithy.
A little bit of Smithy. Here, there's a bit more Smithy.
Oh, that's what you're missing. You're missing the Smithy.
You're missing the Smithy. Here's the XTC.
Liberty!
think that was XTC and Statue of Liberty. Thanks very much indeed for listening to Adam and Joe here on XFM this
week. We're leaving
week.
You in the more than capable hands of Claire Sturgis.
Say hello, Claire. Hello. Zoom star, there she is.
Yes, it's me. I'm going to play some Lenny Kravitz and some Evanescence later on for you.
Oh, terrific.
I thought you were going to drop them.
Yeah, no, I am. God, did I mention them? Ah!
No, you're not supposed to. When you drop stuff like Lenny, you're not supposed to even mention it. We've learned about all
Lenny,
this.
Lenny Kravitz has been dropped.
Anyway, thanks a lot for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye! XFM.